Section 2. You will hear a scientist giving a laboratory induction to a group of new employees. First, you will have time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Welcome everybody to Browning Smith Laboratories. I'll be giving you a short tour around your new working environment and pointing out several key features. It's very much state of the art, as I'm sure you'll see. Please now look at the plan of the laboratory building I gave you earlier. At the moment, we're standing in the large storage room. It's right there, positioned at the top on your plans and roughly in the middle. We've just come through the entrance door indicated, and that's now behind us. Okay, so got your bearings? All know where we are? Good, let's continue our tour then and go next to the dry lab. As we go straight ahead down this corridor, the caretaker's room is the next room on your right. Immediately after are the unisex toilets. Now, let's go through these doors ahead of us and into the dry lab. Okay, so here we are now in the dry lab, which is the laboratory's biggest work area. If you look at your map, as we are standing now with the doors behind us, you can see the acid storage bin area clearly marked off to your right. Let's walk over there and take a look. You can see on your maps that we're standing in the far end of the building now. The acid storage bins are a hazardous area, obviously. If one of you should accidentally come into contact with not only these stored materials, but any other hazardous substance, then please proceed immediately to the eyewash emergency shower area. That's just back where we came in, right after the doors opening onto the dry lab, on the outside corner of the unisex toilets. I think those are the main features this end of the lab, apart from the chest freezer and cooler you see off to your right as you're facing the acid storage bins. The cooler area is divided into two sections. Okay, let's go and see the rooms now at the other end of the building. Now don't turn off to your left. That's where we entered the lab, if you'll remember. The next entrance off to your left, however, is the wet lab, which, if you'll look on your plan, is adjacent to the large storage area, but can only be reached by this entrance. Let's pass on by this lab and the clean lab adjacent to it and make our way to the small storage area. It's the first room through these doors ahead of us now. Please hold the door open for the person behind you as we file through. Good, I think that's everyone here now. This is the small storage area. And now we are at this end of the building, there remains for me to show you only one other room. You can see two doors leading off this room. The one ahead is an exit which will take you outside the building. The other leads to the walk-in cooler. Oh, there is one more area I need to mention. That's the walk-in freezer. It can only be accessed by leaving the building entirely, either through the exit I just pointed out or the first entrance we came in. I hope that's all clear now, but you will soon become more familiar with the general layout of the laboratory building.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now, I'd just like to refer to health and safety procedure. This is essentially to fulfill basic health and safety requirements, since I know that you are not unfamiliar with such procedures and must know them off by memory. Okay, so firstly I'd like to say that if you are undertaking any project, whether supervised or not, all of you will be required to discuss it first with your health and safety coordinator. In certain cases, written approval is required. The health and safety coordinator has the final decision in situations where formal approval is needed. Everyone undertaking a project will have to first submit a form of a written standard operating procedure to the health and safety coordinator, outlining the steps and justifications for the experimental process to be carried out. Should the undertaking of a project not be granted initially, plans for the project, if satisfactorily amended, can be re-presented to the Health and Safety Coordinator for approval at a later date. Assuming acceptance of the undertaking of a project, strict laboratory procedures must be adhered to. Overalls and non-hazardous equipment can be kept in the large storage room. On no account can either laboratory clothing or samples be removed from the building itself. Obviously, the same goes for equipment that is portable. This way, we can ensure that no cross-contamination can occur with samples or specimens kept in the laboratories. Finally, and this goes without saying, when hazardous materials are being handled, full protective equipment should be worn. Safety goggles and protective overalls are kept in the small storage room for this purpose. If using sharp contaminated objects, such as needles, these can be temporarily stored in clearly marked containers on your laboratory work surface. However, they must be disposed of by the end of the day in the waste disposal bins clearly indicated outside the laboratory building. These bins are to be found just outside the exit by the small storage room. In the event of fire, please make your way immediately to the nearest of the two exits, either by the small storage or large storage room that I pointed out earlier. All that remains for me to do is to welcome you all to the company and wish you good luck.
That's the end of section 2. You have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.